Hello and welcome to a brand new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very, very musical top five for you. What is that top five, Steve?
We are going to be counting down our top five favorite movie theme songs. With a caveat, not done by John Williams. Basically the first 10 things you just thought of, they're gone.
Yep.
No Jaws, no Jurassic Park, no Star Wars, no Indiana Jones.
Robin Hood, Superman.
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone. So we're going a little bit deeper.
He did E.T. too, right?
Yep. There,
that one's gone.
Anything Steven Spielberg did, John Williams did.
Got it. With that being said, let's start the show. We are the biggest dumbasses in the history of this planet.
Well, I do feel like that is a bit of an exaggeration.
I don't think so.
I've met some pretty big dummies in my day.
Let me explain why. That was my thesis statement. Let me back it up. So last week was our 76th episode. We did our top five sevens. This week is our 77th episode.
And we're doing our top five 77s.
That's right. But yesterday we flew in the face of the crowd. We said, no, we're not doing any spooky Halloween stuff. We're going to do our own thing. Special sevens. And we're just the biggest dumbasses in the history of the world.
Ah, you're right. You know what?
Right.
After hearing that, you are correct.
I mean, can you think of anybody who's done anything more dumb than that?
No.
Exactly.
Thank you. I have some very big news, and I'm very, very excited about this week, Wes.
Oh, you're getting married.
I have done that.
Oh, shit.
I'm adding another wife to the repertoire here.
Polygamy. Love it.
My current wife doesn't know about it.
It's gonna... Secret polygamy.
Yes. No, but it is about marriage.
Oh.
I am going to be a best man.
I'm getting married.
You are.
Oh.
Sorry to break it to you, but
oh,
I proposed to Jill for you, and I anointed myself the best man.
What
and
is
also
best...
the maid of honor.
What is a best man for?
If nothing else than getting you hitched. I mean, that's what I thought the whole... let me rephrase. I was your best man. Because I already did what a best man does, proposes to your girlfriend for you.
Fantastic. So can I be the best man when you marry Jill?
I sure can.
Great.
So I get to be a best man for the very first time.
That's awesome, man.
And I'm very excited to do... I have no idea when the wedding is yet. I'm assuming it's like a 10-month-ish kind of thing. I think it's late next summer or something like that, but I don't know.
Can we make it clear for those listening that I am actually not getting married?
Yeah, Wes is not getting married.
Yes. One of our mutual friends is getting married.
And I was asked to be the best man, and I'm so excited just to do the best man speech.
Yeah.
I don't really care about any other thing, like hold the rings, do this, plan the bachelor party, blah, 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 whatever.
Sure.
Best man speech time.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
So let me guess, you're going to go up there and improvise it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely not.
That's good.
It is going to be like a monologue, practiced, paced out. Wait for laughs here.
Sure, of course.
You're
going to treat it like an audition.
Absolutely. No, not even an audition. I'm going to treat it like the closing monologue as I'm on the stage at Royal Shakespeare Theater.
On opening night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, closing night.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how I'm taking this thing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Not messing around. So...
Well, congrats, dude.
Thank you. Very, very excited. I think I'm more excited about this than he is to get married.
Well, sir, I cannot boast such an exciting announcement.
Sorry, before we cut forward real quick,
I guess my shit isn't very important.
No. Sorry, so everyone, between you and I, let's just not talk about Wes anymore. gentlemen out there who have done best man speeches, have any tips of the trade that want to be, you know, pass along to me, by all means, I'd love to take it. I want it to be the best speech I can make it. So,
Steve, I've been a best man before. You might have known this.
Was it my wedding?
Yeah, it was your wedding. Your first wedding.
That's right.
Yeah. So my number one thing I can tell you is don't fuck it up.
Okay. All right. If anyone else has any further constructive criticism or constructive comments, please let me know, because Wes, he's got a good start for me here. So.
That's right. I'm going to lay the foundation. You guys can add the walls and decorations.
Love it. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to do that. But anyway, you were saying some bullshit.
I have started, I hesitate to say started. I worked on a radio show last night. It was my first time. It might be my last time. I'm not sure. My friend's friend is doing this radio show called The Game Show Show and stuff. And this friend's friend was looking for somebody to kind of be on mic, be this like this third or fourth guy. I'm going to try and explain this because you look very confused. Have I never told you about this before?
No.
Oh.
And you're doing a really bad job explaining it.
Exactly. Because I thought I told you about this before.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, my friend's friend.
Okay. So far, I'm with you.
No, they started this radio show called The Game Show Show and stuff, where they host a show for a couple hours, and they basically do what we do, except they're on the radio. They're just talking back and forth. They play games, and
in Chicago?
Yeah.
What, do you know what station?
It's WLUW. It's something like 88.7 or something like that. You think I would know because I was there for like 2.5 hours last night?
I would think that, yeah.
But I don't. So they just needed someone to like answer calls and like be one of the like the other dudes on mic. So just to be like, so Wes, what do you think about that? I'd just be like, man, it sounds really fucked up. Oh, can't say fuck on the radio. Oh no. So yeah, it was interesting, but it's not paid.
Yeah, and I mean they gotta be paying you for such gems as I don't know. That's pretty fucked up. And then getting them banned. I mean, they got to pay that sweet cash to you.
I know.
So listen to this.
Okay.
So actually, you know what? Let me preface it. Let me take a step back real quick.
Okay.
So last week was my first week at my new job of being in the front counter position, talking to other human beings and not working in a dingy old warehouse for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Love everything about it, except the choice of music that's being played up at the front.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically top 40 bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what any of these songs are I'm about to reference, but have you heard the All About That Bass, About That Bass, No Treble song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't. You have no idea.
All About That Bass, About That Bass, About That Bass, No Treble. I nailed it, right?
Actually, you were fairly close.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, stuff like that. Taylor Swift.
I've heard of her.
Awful, awful, terrible, awful, mass-produced garbage music. I've been listening to it for a week straight up front. And it was to the point now where it's about a week and a half since I've been up there. I was like, I cannot listen to this anymore. I'm getting physically upset from this music. So last couple of days, as soon as I get home, I just go, like, roots kind of music. I'm doing, like, Elvis. I'm doing B.B. King, Eric Clapton. Just, like, dudes playing guitars, singing songs to get, like, none of this mass-produced. But I just can't. Just can't do it. Cannot do it. It's been a weird feeling. Like, because of that, I was like, let me rephrase that. One of the things that brought this up is because I started watching the Foo Fighters' new weekly show on HBO, the Sonic Highways is what it's called. Are you familiar with it at all?
Not at all.
They're releasing a new album this week. I think it's 8 songs, and every song was recorded in a different city. So they stayed there for a while and tried to be inspired by the city, the things that they saw, the type of music that city is known for, and then make a song about the influenced by that. So they're doing a show on HBO where every week they're putting out basically an hour-long documentary about the city they were in to record that song and how they got to that song. Week number one, Chicago.
Okay.
So this came on during the week of this musical crisis that I was going through. I was like, you're right, Foo Fighters! Fuck this bullshit! It's like, I can't do it! So I started like digging out like old Chicago blues artist CDs and stuff that I have, like Muddy Waters, and oh man, I was like, this is what I need. This is what I need. And you are looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm just letting you go.
I'm telling you, you're the one that's crazy. If you've never been needed your music like a drug.
I've never have, man. Never.
Oh my god, man. Once I listen to like crappy music for a while, in a little dose here and there, when you go for a ride in like a friend's girlfriend's car, she's like, I just love Taylor's. You're like, okay, fine. We'll listen to Taylor Swift for the ride to the mall.
Sure.
Fine. I can't do it all day, every day for my work days, man. I cannot do it. I refuse to do it.
Okay, sure. I see what you're saying. When you're sitting there for, what, 8, 9, 10 hours a day listening to Taylor Swift all over and over and
over
again.
I can't do it, man.
It's like you can't hear about her ex-boyfriend for 10 hours straight.
It's so music. I know it sounds like an old man thing to say, oh, in my day. Because I had plenty of shitty music in the 90s.
And yeah.
Like, There's been plenty of shitty music of all time, but this is the most, to me, like commercially produced mass garbage music there is.
You see, I can't tell the difference between bad music and good music. I just know
that
songs.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's like I was having a 90s throwback with my girlfriend and you for part of the night about a few days ago. And we were rocking out to Matchbox 20.
Sure.
But I was like, man, if that song had been released today, would it be bad? Or
well, to be honest, that song was not like a great when it came out then.
Sure.
It's like as an adult contemporary song, it was fine. Like, I don't know. That's I'm splitting hairs. I apologize.
Would you quit splitting my hairs?
They're so thick.
I have so many split ends now.
So it was a nice, like, the Foo Fighters are one of my favorite bands, period. And they seem to just come to me at the perfect time when I needed them.
Sure.
And like, don't listen to this bullshit.
Sure.
You live in a city full of amazing things and amazing artists and music, mm-hmm. and get out there and do things.
Yeah.
And then
must be nice to be you.
And just as fate would have it, I drove by this bar by the house and they have live band karaoke on Wednesday nights. And
oh wait, like a live band behind you.
A live band behind you.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
And again, I mean, this is obviously what I'm talking about, like good music. Listening to shitty drunk dudes sing karaoke at a bar is definitely not my opinion of, you know, higher quality music. But it would be fun as shit to just, especially in this mood where I'm just like, oh, I can't stand. I'm going to get out here on sale.
And sing All About That Bass. About That Bass. About That Bass.
If there's only, it's All About That Bass. About That Bass. No Trouble. It's two, then Trouble.
Ah, there's got to be.
I can't believe I'm defending this song because I hate this song. But so I know that I really want to go do this tonight, have a couple beers and have fun and do it. My wife is currently battling some sickness, and she has to leave town tomorrow to go to a funeral she just found out about tonight.
Wait, did she get sick after Saturday night?
Yes.
I think I might have given her my cold.
You're making out with my wife again.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm still battling that goddamn cold. But anyway, you were...
So,
finish up your point.
I know I'm going to finish here tonight. I'm like, hey, Holly, want to go have a couple of beers and go listen to drunk dudes sing karaoke in front of a live band?
I'll be one of those drunk dudes.
It's going to be awesome. Let me guess how that conversation is going to go. No. It's probably going to be a nicer way to put the response.
Sure. Well, I'm going to go. I just want you to come back and hold me. Well, gotta go.
Well, as long as I can bring this live band back with me.
That's right.
So I can sing All About That Bass.
About That Bass.
No Trouble.
And those Matchbox 20's greatest hits.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
So just, I've had a big week of just being like, fuck that. Like, I'm not going to, I want to do my own thing. And I was inspired to do other stuff, Wes. I don't know if it's going to last, but like,
sure.
I was like, I just want to, I don't want to sit here and do nothing. I want to do stuff.
Sure, sure.
I want to do stuff, dude.
Well, Steve, I started working on a radio show. Did I tell
That's
you about
right.
that?
And then you're probably not going to go back.
I'm probably not going to do it.
But you know what? It's awesome that you tried it.
I did, yeah.
It's good.
Like, I've been working on a radio show. I've been trying to explain things to people and failing at them miserably.
Yeah, you're doing real good at that.
Really good. Like, ever since that you got on me about it last week, about me explaining things terribly, I'm like, wow, I really do that sometimes. Because I really fall into that, like, how deep do I want to go into this explanation? I could tell you every minuscule detail. I'd give you broad strokes. So it just...
I feel like you generally go broad strokes.
I start giving you minuscule details, and I start, like, pulling it back. But then it's like, well, great. We have, like, if we're looking at a painting, right? Like, this face, this random face is really, really sharp and defined. But everything else is just, like, a child threw a bunch of paint at the canvas.
Like there's supposed to be, like, a fireplace on this house. It's just that squiggly line of the smoke coming out.
Yeah.
How does this smoke? Yeah.
So I think I need to start with the broad strokes and then slowly make them sharper and
yeah,
more.
Yeah, you got to, as you mentioned before, you got to lay that foundation.
I can't do it for myself.
When you're explaining and telling stories, you got to lay that foundation so everyone can get on board with you.
You know what? I blame it on my cold. On my cold. On my cold. On No Trouble.
What? Yeah, that's definitely the problem.
That's
because
definitely
you've been sick with this cold for years.
Years now.
Just years.
But yeah, man, besides that, I got to hang out with you guys every night. Got to just sit and chat. That was a good time.
Chase.
But I heard something very interesting. Did you know that for the new generation of consoles, and I'm only bringing this up because I'm in the middle of playing GTA 5 right now. It's currently on pause on my PS3. But on the PS4 and Xbox One, the GTA 5, I think Rockstar is going to release a patch sometime soon or DLC or something, but it will allow you to play the game in first person. You can switch between the third person that it normally has and always has been before, and now you can play it in first person if you so wish, or so choose.
You know, it's cool. That's a cool thing they're doing it, and it will provide more replay value and more depth to the game for sure. And also try to, I'm sure, grab some of that Call of Duty crowd and whatever. Mm-hmm. But given the choice between a first person and a third person, I generally choose third person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Depends on the game.
Yeah, like Uncharted, I don't want to play that first person.
Sure.
What, like in Fallout, you have the choice to play first person or third person. I generally chose third person.
I think, yeah, I agree for like adventure games. I guess it's technically be an adventure game. But yes, I would like to play in third person. But I'm just thinking like when you're flying those planes or driving those cars, how cool would it be? You're speeding along. You're just first person.
Yeah, I guess I was just thinking about walking around the streets shooting people because that's a lot of what I do.
Kind
of
what you do.
That's what I do in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. That would be cool. I agree. It's definitely something I'd like to try, but that's not going to be like, now I have to buy it. Yes, finally.
That was the thing.
But is the thing that's going to push you over to buy a PS4?
No, God, no.
Get food. No. I have a 5-question trivia run for you real quick.
Okay, sounds good.
Just for funsies.
Okay.
Things that I think you should know. You big dummy.
What's up?
From the movie The Matrix.
Okay.
Morpheus presents 2 pills. A red one and a blue one. Which one, quote unquote, shows how deep the rabbit hole goes?
Hold on, I'm actually trying to remember the line. The blue pill.
Incorrect.
Damn
sir!
It!
The red pill is what he takes and then wakes up in a puddle of goo full of cables all over him. Here's question number 2, off to a sterling start. How many Die Hard movies are there, and can you name them?
5.
Correct.
Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Harder, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Live Free or Die Hard, and It's a Good Day to Die Hard.
Wow. Well done. Unfortunately, yep. Well done. Number 3, we're going to play a quick game of Name the Fictional Restaurant.
Okay.
Name the restaurant of importance from Breaking Bad.
Oh, Los Pollos Hermanos.
Yes. Name the restaurant of importance from Friends.
Central Perk.
Correct. And now for the toughest one.
All right.
Name the diner that they always meet in Seinfeld.
Oh, I never watched a lot of Seinfeld growing up.
I did watch a lot of Seinfeld, and I didn't know.
Oh, so I have no idea.
Monk's Cafe.
Oh, never would have gotten that.
All right. That's question 3. Question 4. What is the speed of the bus in the movie Speed that they cannot drop below?
Oh, it's... I think it's 50. Just normal, like, 50. I'm thinking, like, 50.
Just normal 50.
Well, like I said that, now I'm thinking maybe it's like 58 or some random number like that. But I'm going to say 50.
50 is correct.
Yes!
Yes, indeed. Keep the bub bus 50.
The bub bus 50.
This is a super tough one. Who pulls over Wayne? I want to know the actor. Who pulls over Wayne in Wayne's World?
It's been so long since I've seen that movie. Paul Giamatti.
The answer is the T-1000.
Oh, no!
That is the name of the actor.
Oh, no.
Yes. The T-1000 pulls over Wayne in Wayne's World.
Wow, I'm so happy that he made it out alive.
Well, we don't know for sure. That could be the T-1000 impersonating Wayne.
That's very true.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
All I'm saying is we've never seen the T-1000 and Wayne at the same place at the same time. That's all I'm saying. So you missed your Matrix question. You got your diehards. You got, I'll give you the restaurants. And you got the bus. It is, that's good. Did good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you missed not Wayne's World, the Matrix one, though.
Yeah, I couldn't, I don't know. Because red always means stop or love in movies, but like.
Or chaos.
It's true. Should have went there.
Yeah.
But just for some reason, I could hear Morpheus so plain in my mind going, take the blue pill and see how deep
Bitch.
The rabbit. Yeah, man. How did you do when you first took it?
Oh, well, I guess I actually probably couldn't name all the Die Hard. I couldn't name the last one for sure, word for word. I didn't know Monk's Restaurant. I actually thought the bus was 55, and I didn't know the Matrix, and I definitely didn't know the Wayne's World one. So... You win!
Yes! Finally! Well, Steve, before we head into our top five for the week, we got some top fives written in from our last week's top five, which, as we mentioned before, was our top five sevens.
on episode 76.
That's right. In our 77th podcast, we're going to hear about other people's top five sevens.
Hey, so that's why we did it.
Yeah, sure. We wanted other people to have the glory and the smarts. Yeah,
obviously.
Our good friend Paul writes in his top five. His top five sevens would be, his number five would be Bowser's Kids, the Koopalings.
Wow.
Mario
3?
I think from, he didn't say specifically.
It is Mario 3.
Lemmy, Wendy, Morton, Larry, Iggy, Ludwig, and Roy.
That's really good. And each one of those are, I just read this fairly recently, each one of Bowser's kids are modeled after some sort of rock star / musician.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's awesome. His number four is a tie between the movie The Seventh Samurai and The Magnificent Seven, of course.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have not seen either. I know I need to see those movies, and I have not.
His number three is James Bond, or 007.
Ooh.
Ooh! We had a couple people write in that one.
I didn't even think about that. Well done, folks.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, number two is George Carlin's 7 Words You Cannot Say on TV.
Very well done.
And then his number one is, of course, the movie 7.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I really 007. Didn't even think about it. That's a good list. I like that list a lot.
Our other good friend Timothy, he wrote in his top five: the DCAU season 1 Justice League, Superman, Batman, Flash, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter, and Hawk Girl.
Oh yeah, that was an honorable mention for me.
Yeah, totally right.
It's right there.
His number four was 7 Brides for 7 Brothers.
No way! Someone else wrote it in.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
His number three was 7 Up, the soda.
I thought about, do you remember, it wasn't actually, I don't think the number 7 was in the title. Do you remember the game for Sega and Super Nintendo? I think it was called Spot, or like.
Oh, Cool Spot.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
The little 7-Up green or red circle dude with arms and legs.
Yep.
Yeah, he had his own video game.
That's right.
And I was like, I just don't think that game is called like 7-Up the game.
I would bet money it's called Cool Spot.
I think you're right.
His number 2 is Autumn, the 7th short from Disney's Silly Symphonies. Again, honorable mention of ours, totally.
Sure, I believe him. I'm sure it's great.
His number 1 is The 7 Dwarfs.
Yeah, that's what Holly said, too. And I was like, the dwarves just... I don't know, Snow White was never one that, like, really struck home with me, I suppose.
Sure.
And by the way, if we're going to go 7-Up, I would way rather go Heads Up 7-Up than Soda 7-Up.
Ah, the classic classroom game.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, we need to start bringing that back around our friends. Like, make it a drinking game or something.
Yeah, I feel like you have to have like 30 people to play Heads Up 7-Up, though.
So you're saying we need to make 28 more friends?
Yep.
Okay.
And we need to have 28 desks.
Well, we got some work to do.
Sure do.
All right. Lastly, our good friend Nick Rill wrote in his top five. His number five was the upcoming Fast and Furious 7, the last film with Paul Walker.
Upcoming?
Yeah. Have you seen any of the Fast and Furious past number one?
I've seen one, and then like I think Tokyo Drift, maybe.
Oh, that's right. I remember because it physically hurt me that you've seen that one. Instead of, I've seen number one. I've seen parts of 4 and 5. But yeah, Tokyo Drift sucks.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
I've seen the last race, and I was like, oh, this is a really crappy opening race. And then the movie ended. I was like, what the hell is this? But it's number...
I feel like you cannot put an upcoming thing on your list, because it could be a total crap shoot. I mean, not it could be a crap shoot. What I meant to say is it could be fucking crappy. It could be shitty. It could be awful. You have no idea.
Yeah.
He died halfway through, right?
But I think the story was that he filmed most, if not all, of his scenes.
I feel like that could affect everyone else in the movie, you know, a little bit. All of a sudden, everything's going great, and then you notice, like, a third of the movie, everyone is super sad. I don't know. I'm not saying the movie isn't going to be decent or good. It could potentially be his number five. Until you see that movie, though, it can't be put on your list. That's what I say.
Fair point. A fair point. This number four is The Simpsons Season 7, which I cannot pick out of a lineup, really.
Me either. Yeah. I know that's in prime Simpsons era, so
mm-hmm.
I'm sure he knows the specific episodes, and I'm sure it's true.
Mm-hmm. His number three is The Greendale 7. His number two is... Yeah, I know. His number two is 007.
Nice.
His number one is, of course, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty universal 1/2 position, I think.
Well, of course, because the first thing you think of when you think of things with 7 in the title is like, obviously 7 Brides for 7 Brothers.
I don't think that's obvious for a lot of people, Wes.
And then maybe the fourth or fifth thing you think of is 7, right?
Yeah, that's, yeah, so, sure. I'm sorry, that was... You're correct.
Thank you.
And also... 7 Slappy Swansons.
That's it. All right, guys, thank you so much for writing in. We always love hearing what you guys have to say. But, Steve, what is this week's very special top five?
Due to my musical renaissance that is happening this week, we're doing our top five
Taylor Swift songs. Yeah!
Gunshot my brains against a wall.
Well, guys, 5 and Out will cease to continue after tonight.
What if you just did the voice for both of us? Like, I'm Wes.
And I'm Steve.
We are going to be doing our top 5 movie theme songs.
Okay.
The hardest part about this list is not singing them in front of Wes while we're talking about them.
That's right.
As soon as I start thinking of the song, and I just want to break into it right away, and no, can't do it.
Now, I tried to sample from many different areas of theme songs. Some upbeat, some slower, some, you know, some spookier, maybe, we don't know.
Also, sorry, I forgot to put the caveat on this as well. There are no John Williams themes allowed, because that's your top five right away.
Yeah.
Star Wars, Jaws, Jurassic Park.
Robin Hood.
You name it. There's Superman, Indiana Jones.
Good Lord.
He's done everything.
Wait, did he do Back to the Future?
No.
No. I need to add another one to my list.
I thought about Back to the Future, but yeah. Spoiler, it's not on my list.
Got it.
I was like, yeah! Fuck yeah, Back to the Future! And then I listened to it, and I was like, it's good, but it's not better than these other things.
Sure.
For me personally.
Sure.
With my list, I went with things that were played basically during the opening credits, or a song that was so iconically with this particular film that it is the theme song.
Sure,
even if it's not the, you know, orchestral arrangement or whatever.
Well, Steve, I can't remember who went first last week, so I'm going to go first this week. All right, so my number five is from a classic movie that you may recognize. Now, some of you may wonder why I didn't pick the other theme song that's associated with this franchise. I didn't pick it because I didn't. I picked this one, all right? Here we go.
It's as good as reasons get.
That's right. Do you want me to explain myself? Do you want to be here for another 10 minutes? All right, here it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. That's a little different.
There it is.
Yeah, man.
I'm shocked that you put Rocky on there.
Really? Why is that?
I honestly didn't even think you've seen Rocky.
Are you kidding me?
Wes, don't you pretend like that's a shocking thing to say.
Now, here's the thing. Sorry, I'm grooving out to this song right now. I have seen Rocky 1 and 2, but I haven't seen Rocky 3. How's about that?
No mention of four.
Yeah, who cares about four? Dolph
Are
Lundgren,
you kidding?
Russian?
No, that's, yeah, that's a real deal. That's a real deal right there.
Sorry, Steve, I need to run around the block a few times listening to this song.
No, I'm mostly surprised because, well, this is transcends sports, but it is mostly a sports movie. You know, it's mm-hmm. a boxing movie, and you've seen it.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
Steve, why is it so weird? I've seen a lot of sports movies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is weird to me. You are so anti-sports.
Steve, I've seen Rocky 1 and 2. I've seen Space Jam.
You've seen all the classics.
I've seen all the classics. I've seen a surprising lot of sports movies because, I mean, my God, man, I sat through the entirety of Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, man.
Well, that's a great pick. I love it. Obviously, it's a great, great song.
Dude, it's a great song. Gets you pumped up. You just makes you want to run around, just conquer Apollo Creed is what
it,
you
want
to do.
It makes me want to just run upstairs and get to the top and jump with my hands in the air and have a whole swarm of children around me say, yay!
And then you want to punch some slabs of meat.
I want to punch all those kids.
Yeah!
I want to punch human meat right in their faces.
How dare you be so naive in your positivity?
Well, my number five is very, very, very similar to your number five. They're almost the same.
That's my number three.
Mortal Kombat! Oh, yeah, man. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, dude, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Is it the best video game movie of all time as well?
I mean, it has to be up there. I mean, Resident Evil has its merits, but Mortal Kombat's way more fun.
And Mortal Kombat is a great It Is What It Is movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just going to kind of have this really loose, arbitrary plot to get these dudes to an island and fight.
Yeah, sure.
But then they're gonna fight.
That's right. And they try to have some deeper themes in there. Like, not really.
And I love that this song, like, everyone gets super jacked for about the first 45 seconds of this song. However, this song is 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
And isn't, like, the last 3 minutes of it just the announcer guy just saying the names of people?
Yeah. He's like, Kano,
Smoke,
Scorpion.
Great.
They played this at my wedding. That's not true.
This
not
was the song that you and your mom danced to.
This was it. This was the son mother-son dance. It was great.
That's right. And then you tore her spine out.
That's what I did. Fatality, immediately.
Yeah.
And then I believe there was a babality that happened as well. Weird. It was a weird thing.
It was very weird. Very weird.
Weird to see.
No friendship, though.
No. God, no.
God, no.
So my number five is the Mortal Kombat theme song.
Well, that was my number three. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to push my number four up one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring up an honorable mention I just could not get out of my head.
All right.
It's from our childhood. You may recognize it.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's starting. Hold on.
It's at the tip of your winged mammal.
It's the never-ending story?
Come on, man. You can do it. Everyone out there is
screaming. It's Batman.
Yes, it's the original Batman
yes,
theme.
Yes. So it's been a while since I've heard the actual Batman theme. Instead of the
Batman. Our Batman theme's in a minor key.
Yeah.
Batman.
I really want to go back and watch. It's not even the first Batman that I want to watch because I see that every once in a while. I want to go back and watch Batman Returns.
No, don't do it.
No?
Don't do it.
It's bad?
It's bad.
No.
Now, let me say this. I didn't see it when I was a child. I saw it when I was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
Did not like it. Did not like it.
I remember seeing it maybe, I want to say 9-ish, 10-ish years old, something like that.
Probably the perfect age to see it.
And I remember Danny DeVito scared the shit out of me. And I remember Michelle Pfeiffer in the Catwoman suit almost single-handedly put me into puberty.
She almost shoved you over that edge.
I mean, when she puts that on for the first time, it was the first time I had ever in my life seen a woman wear something like basically skin-tight latex slash pleather slash whatever. I've never even thought Michelle Pfeiffer was like a super... That was the only time in my life where I was like, oh my God, Michelle Pfeiffer. And plus she was crazy. And I think even as a 10-year-old kid, I was like, man, crazy chicks can be super hot from afar. Even at 10 years old, I realized that.
Sure, but Batman, don't date her. Don't date her. Ah, Batman, what are you doing?
Don't get involved with her.
Don't get involved with
her. In that, man. What would... I guess this is more of a question for me, I suppose, than it is for you.
Okay, so Steve, let me know what the question is, and then I'll ask you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was just thinking, like, what would I rather have? Michelle Pfeiffer from Batman Returns or Anne Hathaway from... Dark Knight Rises.
Okay, so Steve, I have a question for
you.
Oh,
great, Wes, what is it?
Steve, what would you rather have?
Okay.
Let's see. Well,
bagel bites or mozzarella sticks?
Yeah.
I can't choose, man.
Michelle Pfeiffer from Batman Returns or Anne Hathaway from The Dark Knight Rises?
It's a great question, Wes.
It's great. Why don't you ask it to me? Why don't you ask it to me?
No.
Okay, I'll play you. You ask it to me.
I don't know, man. I don't, because, I mean, there's something so powerful about those, like, you know, like pubescent memories in the way where, like, because it's just so powerful.
You mean prepubescent memories?
Or, I mean, at that point is when it became pubescent. I went from pre to pubescent in that moment.
Well, I didn't hit puberty till I was 18, so that's...
So that's, but, I mean, Anne Hathaway in that garb was, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Sure.
But I'm going to have to go with Michelle Pfeiffer just because... It was that moment. It's like, oh my God, I am a man. I just became a man.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom, give me those Dunkaroos.
Because that's what a man asks for. Yeah. Give me some Dunkaroos. I can't even say it. Give her some Dunkaroos, you bitch. I don't want beer, steak, or so. No. Give her some Dunkaroos, Mom. God damn it. Oh, that's good. That is rich.
I mean, that's what I want, and I'm a man.
God damn it, that's awesome. All right. Okay, so Batman on a mission.
Yeah.
/ puberty Dunkaroos.
That's right.
Well, I'm going with a song that I don't think played with the very beginning. But there is no other song for this film except this one.
Are you fucking kidding me, Steve? This is my number two.
Oh, yeah! Damn some Ghostbusters. I mean, talk about iconic theme songs. I mean, it says the goddamn name is the main catchphrase.
Oh, yeah, man.
The chorus, all it says, the chorus is the name of the movie. And it's a fucking jam, man.
It is, dude. That's why it's my number goddamn two.
Well, it was your number two.
Yeah, now it's gone by the wayside.
Because I'm telling you, man, my number one is a knockout.
Yeah?
Total knockout. I love my number one.
Well, my number one is also a knockout.
My number one... we'll get to my number one. We'll get to my number one.
Well, my number one is Michelle Pfeiffer in a cat suit.
Yours is a goddamn knockout.
That's right.
A pubescent knockout. But, so I'm going Ghostbusters because it's just... It's one of those songs when it comes on, you're like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
You can never not be happy to hear the Ghostbusters theme song.
Sure.
So, I'm slacking in with the Ghostbusters theme song. So over to you, Wes, if you have anything left in your top five.
No, God, no. With those two, you take out my entire top five. I'm going to play one for you. I'm going to bring it down a bit. Bring it down.
Okay.
I used to love this song, and you know what? I still do. Here it is. Ready? We're about to get slow.
I hunger for So this is where I'm going to argue with you.
Well, this is an honorable mention of mine. Okay. It was not originally on my list, but someone keeps taking my goddamn list. I moved my number three. Now it's up to my number two, unless you take that too, because it might reach my number one by the end of this.
I don't think of this song exclusively. That's from Ghost, right?
Yes.
I don't think of it exclusively from Ghost.
See, I do, and that's where we must agree to disagree.
Because I really like the Righteous Brothers in general.
Sure.
So I know their music, I suppose. And I grew up on oldies from my mom, so I knew this as a song before I knew it from Ghost.
Ah, see, I didn't. I watched the movie Ghost, and I was like, oh, what is this song?
What a great original song for this movie.
What a great theme song. Yeah, man. It's a great song, dude. It's a great song.
When was the last time you watched Ghost?
About a few months ago.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it with my girlfriend for the first time.
How was it?
Maybe it was like 6 months ago.
How was it?
It holds up, man.
I bet now that I'm a little bit older, a little bit more married.
You've had so many dunkaroos.
I'm almost dunkarooed out at this right. point in my life. I've been haunted by some ghosts, like Whoopi Goldberg. That movie would be way better if Whoopi Goldberg was a ghost instead of a... was she like a medium?
She was a medium.
Wasn't she nominated for an Oscar for that movie?
I think she... Wait, did she win the Oscar?
I don't think so. Because I can't live in a world where Whoopi Goldberg is an Oscar-winning actress. Don't tell me she is.
I might. We're going to have to look this up.
Yeah.
I know. So why don't you go to your number three, and I'm going to look this up.
All right. Well, you know, if there is a great theme song for looking stuff up. When you're in the greatest country in the entire goddamn world, there's only one thing you can say while you're looking things up on the internet. As you know, I do love them South Park boys.
Yes, you do.
I do love them. And I love Team America.
Well, Steve, you're going to have to live in that America where Whoopi Goldberg won an Oscar for the movie Ghost. Ha ha! Yes, sir!
Damn it. Well, at least I live in a world where Team America is the world police.
That is correct.
This is actually one of my favorite soundtracks, period.
Yeah, it's
great. I love this soundtrack. This movie is so fucking phenomenal. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But again, this is a song. Well, it is maybe not the technical theme song to Team America: World Police. You don't hear this song and think of anything else.
Oh, sure. I classify Team America as a musical, and try to keep musicals off my list.
You know what? That's a good point.
Yeah,
but it's just too damn good.
I mean, it is, you know, like you said, theme songs don't have to be like the opening credits theme or like the Robin Hood theme, whatever. Like if as long as they encapsulate the theme of the movie and they're prominently featured within that movie, then yeah, they're a fucking theme song.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. But Team America, one of my favorite movies, period. And that song is just, as soon as you hear that, America. Yes! Or at least I should say, I'm like, yes! And the end of this song with the liberty, fuck yeah, freedom, fuck yeah, books!
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
I love just the random litany of things they go down at the end. It's just so damn good. They're so funny. I hate them and I love them. I'm just so jealous of the humor. They're the best.
It's a great song, man.
Great song.
I remember you introduced me to that song before you introduced me to that movie. So we were just...
We listened to that whole soundtrack several times before you actually saw the movie.
Do you remember which song that we listened to the most?
Everyone Has AIDS.
That's right. I made you listen to that song with me so much.
We also really liked pulling up to people at stoplights with that song blaring as we looked over at them. Like, everyone has AIDS, 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 AIDS. And people be like, I hate you. I have AIDS. We're like, well, green light, gotta go.
Well, point proven, QED. All right, well, that was your number three, two?
That was my number three.
Okay, here's my number four, but moved up to my number two because someone keeps stealing my shit. Here it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is rock solid, and I absolutely didn't think about it at all.
Oh, yeah, man. It's so good because it's such a, not only is it a great, catchy song, but it's such a product of its time, too.
The synth?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And, you know, it's so simple, too.
Mm-hmm.
There are no words to this song.
No!
It's just that thing, that little loop over and over and over.
When this song was released, it hit number three on the Billboard charts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And this, of course, is from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, of course. Wait, have we been saying what these theme songs are from?
Yeah. I know I have.
You know, I try not to explain things too much.
That's true. This is a song featured in a film.
That's right. It stars, yeah. But, yes, it's from Beverly Hills Cop. Have you seen all of the Beverly Hills Cop films?
I don't think so. I think I may not have seen three.
Yeah, that one sucks. I love the first two Beverly Hills Cop. Obviously, the first one is great. The second one's all right, but the third one they get rid of. They keep Judge Reinhold.
Yeah,
but they keep the older, portly, bald guy.
Yeah,
they don't have him, and it's like, well, I don't care because I loved the chemistry between all three of them.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, the second one is where they end up in like a theme parkish kind of thing, right?
No, that's three.
Oh, that is three. Okay, yeah. So I have seen three. I don't know if I've seen two.
Two is the one with the alphabet crimes or alphabet bandits or something like that.
It's been a long time, man. Because this is actually never a movie I've sat down with the DVD or in that time the cassette of this movie and
oh,
watched
God.
It. This is something I've always just seen on USA /TNT, TBS, whatever.
Sure, sure.
That's right. Maybe this is a... That might be a good back-to-back night to watch some Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, man.
That might be good. I don't think it's a Netflix movie, though, is it?
I think it might be a Netflix
is
movie.
It? That's definitely worth checking out.
You know what? Why don't you move on to your number whatever, and I'll check that out.
All right. Well, my number two, that's the number you're looking for there.
I'm so sorry.
I was actually really surprised. I thought you were going to play this, but I'm glad you didn't, because it's a jam.
God damn it.
Yeah. This song kicks ass.
Yes, it does.
God, I just want to do cool shit while this song plays. Because it makes everything seem cooler.
Yeah,
like, I want to check out a library book with this play. It just, I'm like... What is he up to?
Why is he military crawling to the front desk?
I feel like I could just play this while I did anything during my day.
Sure.
And I just get a certain like look in my eye, and it'll all of a sudden become really interesting just for whatever reason.
Sure, sure. Like you would, you kind of key yourself up to make a sudden moment like to get to the next part where you want to do.
Man, and this, the version I have here is actually not my favorite version. This is from the, I think like the most recent Mission Impossible. I kind of like the old Mission Impossible one.
Sure. Is this like a little remixed or something?
Yeah, it's a little remixed action. They had a little something to it. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I still like, but that bow 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 bow. That's great.
It's good, man.
And this, of course, is from Mission Impossible.
Oh, of course.
Since we are saying the things.
That's right. This is from Impossible Mission. Let me explain it for you. It's about a movie. It stars Tom Cruise. And what happens is...
If you could run through all four movies real quick, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. Okay, sit
back
and relax.
I did just see a a picture of Tom Cruise on the new Mission Impossible set. Because you know Tom Cruise does pretty much all of his own stunts.
Sure.
Apparently, Tom Cruise is on the outside of a plane, like latched to the outside of this plane, taking off, or it's flying through the air at like 230 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. And Tom Cruise is just hanging on the outside of this airplane for reals.
Which Mission Impossible is this?
What is this going to be? 5?
So it'll be It's a Good Day to Mission Impossible?
That's it.
Yep.
Yep. To Mission title. Impossible Harder.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Yeah, man, it's a great song, and I really wish I thought of it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Tis good. A jam. Tis a jam.
Which Mission Impossibles have you seen?
I've seen 1, 2. I tried watching 3. I thought it was horrible, and I stopped. And then I watched Ghost Protocol, which is 4.
Really? Because I heard that 3 was actually pretty good.
That's one with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
And actually, for some reason, I remember this specifically. I was with Holly. We were in college, and we rented it and put it on. And we got like 35, 40 minutes. I was like, this movie fucking blows. It's like, and I very, very, very rarely turn off a movie.
Sure.
And I turned off Mission Impossible 3. And it probably didn't warrant it. I was just having none of it that particular day. So
sure.
I think 2 is not very good. 1 is really good. I liked 1 a lot when I saw it. I remember seeing that in the theater way back in the day.
Yeah.
And Ghost Protocol had some good stuff. So
again, I heard a lot of good things about Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol is pretty good.
Yeah.
Although, it's got Jeremy Renner's balls in it.
Oh, no. All up in your business.
All up in my business.
Oh, God.
Jeremy Renner, again, forced upon me in Mission Impossible.
Man, he really needs to stop teabagging you with his movies.
It's the balls. I got my balls in the movie. God damn it. Jeremy Renner.
Get out of here.
Out of everything. Get out of everything.
The three of you, get out of my movie.
God. So my number 2 is Mission Impossible.
All right. Well, my number 1, it's just such an upbeat, catchy-ass tune, and it slowly rose up in my list until it reached my number 1, and here it is. Let's skip ahead a bit.
Footloose, kicking off your Sunday shoes. It was on, you know what? Here's a little bit of truth for you.
What's up?
This was my number 5.
Yeah?
But I saw you loading up the music here, and I saw that you had it. I was like, you know what? I don't know where it was on your list, but I was like, you know what? I was going to drop it off real quick. I was going to drop it off. And I'm glad I did because it's your number 1.
Yeah.
That means I would have stolen all of your list.
I love this song. It's so catchy. And you know I hate to dance.
I do.
I will dance to this song.
Yes.
Sober even.
I got to tell you, my number 6 and my number 7, my top 2 honorable mentions, both Kenny Loggins. Footloose and also Danger Zone from Top Gun.
Sure.
Just outside the list.
Man, poor Kenny Loggins.
Please, I mean, but you know what? You got to feel pretty good having 2 in the top 10.
That's true.
You got to feel
That's
good true. About that.
And he was my number 1.
Absolutely.
So yeah, man. So go him.
You know what I love about that song too? None of these other songs are really getting played at weddings.
Mm-hmm.
That song, lock it in. That's a wedding song.
Sure, sure.
So you know what? At least like once a year, no matter what, you're like, I'm going to get to dance to Footloose.
That's right.
Unless you like go to the bathroom when it shows up. You're like, no.
God damn it. Look, I can hold it. Here I go.
That is one of the worst feelings. It's like, you're having a good time at a wedding, whatever. You dance around a little bit. Oh, I've been drinking a lot. We got to run to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom and you're like, you've just begun peeing. And you hear, bam, ba down, ba down, ba down, down. You're like, no! Footloose!
I'm missing it!
I have to pee now!
And you can't like stop that
you
up.
You can't stop.
No,
you
God.
Well, it's one thing to like stop in an emergency situation. It can be done, but totally sucks.
Yeah.
You cannot cut it off and go dance.
No. Especially right at the beginning.
You
that,
can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Can't no. do it.
Something would explode
Absolutely.
Inside you.
Mm-hmm. Like, wow, Steve, you cut some sweet dance move on the floor. However, there's a puddle of piss on the dance floor.
And it looks like you're internally bleeding.
Yeah, but I had to cut Footloose.
Somebody grab me a chair.
Oh, God. Said, oh my God, I've ruined everything.
Yeah, man, I love this song. It was one of the first ones I thought of, and it just kept rising and rising because I kept just listening to it as I'm looking for other songs.
Well, let me tell you, my number one is better than your number one.
Oh, Steve, it's not a competition. We're friends.
Yeah,
comparing songs.
And the reason it's the only reason I even thought of this song is because this is the song I heard at the grocery store, at the fancy grocery store, no less, by both of our houses, where there's a piano player.
Ooh.
And they were playing this song. It was a piano player and a horn dude. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot how much I love this song. We should do a top five of top movie theme songs. And it's this song. Oh yeah, we're going Pink Panther.
See, I don't even register the Pink Panther as a movie in my mind because I'm just so familiar. Whenever I think the Pink Panther, I think of like that old TV show.
Sure.
But I don't think I've even seen the Pink Panther.
You know what, dude? I had not seen, like, it was not something I grew up with, was Pink Panther. And it was something that my wife Holly grew up with. Like, it was one of those random times she went to her grandmother's house and she played the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly's like, you have got to see it. I can't believe you've not seen it. I got to tell you, dude, that movie fucking is hilarious.
Does it hold up?
Absolutely. The physical comedy in that movie it's timeless.
Yeah.
And like, there is no time where it will not be funny. It's so good.
Well, that's awesome.
It's so good, dude. Like, the plot and story of it, like, fine. But, like, Peter Sellers' physical comedy is unbelievable. It's so good.
Sure, sure.
Definitely worth watching.
Well, that's awesome, man. Like, maybe, by the way, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2 and 3 are all on Netflix.
Excellent.
Also, Beverly Hills Chihuahua 1 and 2 and 3 are on Netflix.
Part of the, oh, God. So now if there are 6 movies, what are they?
They are a sestuplet.
Yes, part of the Beverly Hills sestuplet. So we're talking about Mission Impossible. Like, as soon as that comes on, I feel like, you know, I just want to, like, everything looks cool and I'm slinking around. Pink Panther, as soon as this comes on, my strides get really long and really smooth. You should have seen me picking up rice and vegetables at the grocery store while this song was playing. I was sneaky.
Yeah, did you pocket anything for later?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
6 grains of rice. You'll never catch me, coppers.
You are a rebel.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Pink Panther, man.
That's a good pick, man.
What a jam.
It's a real good pick. I need to see that movie.
You really do. It's very, very good. It definitely holds up.
Do you have it?
Nope.
God, with all these movies that I need to see, you never have them.
I don't like buying movies.
I don't like that either. So we're at an impasse, it seems. All right, so my top five in review, the original top five before it was so rudely just gutted by Steve over here. My number five was the Rocky theme. My number four was the Beverly Hills Cop theme. My number three was a Mortal Kombat theme song. My number two was Who You Gonna Call?
Ghostbusters.
My number one was You Gotta Cut Footloose. Footloose.
Kick off your Sunday shoes.
Do it, motherfucker, please.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually my favorite part of the song, where he starts cursing recklessly.
By the way, I think we've said the F-bomb a lot during this podcast. I blame it on the cold, no trouble.
I blame it on rocking good tunes, because when something is just so good, there's no other way. It's just fucking awesome.
You gotta say the F word.
Yeah, you gotta get the emphasis on what's important.
Mm-hmm.
But my number five is the Mortal Kombat theme song, at least the first 45 seconds of it.
Sure.
And then I went Ghostbusters at number four. And then I said, America. America. Fuck yeah. And that was my number trace. And then I just got super spy-ish and went Mission Impossible at my number two. And then I stole some rice listening to the best theme song of all time, not done by John Williams, and that's the Pink Panther.
That is a good one, man.
Thank
you. Didn't even think about it.
Ah, yes.
And
good.
Even, I don't know, like, even if you said, hey, man, the Pink Panther, I would have been like, what, that weird cartoon show? I wouldn't even have thought of the movie. Like,
yep.
Ah, but that's a good one, man.
Yep.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you're listening on oneofus.net, please head on over to 5play.net, because starting next Tuesday, our old show, some of our old shows will be reappearing with the Netflix review, Robot and Frank. But if you're listening, but if you came on over from 5play.net, stay on over here at oneofus.net. They got a lot of cool things for you over here to enjoy.
There are a million great theme songs out there, and there's some that we just couldn't mention because it's only a list of five.
Hey, we didn't have any Bond themes on there.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. So we would love to hear your top five of your favorite movie theme songs. Also, if there's a top five you'd like to hear us do in the future, please write in. Let us know. We'd love to do those top fives.
You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can go back on over to 5play.net, leave a comment there. You can email us, which is probably the best way to get in contact with us. You can email us at 5playnet@gmail.com. That is 5, the word, not the number, playnet@gmail.com.
So thank you guys very much for listening. We look forward to talking to you next week. And as always, I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was 5.
And we're out!